This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The story of Sulaiman alayhi salam is a story that is filled with unique things. And I just want to stop at two things within the story. And that is that Sulaiman alayhi salam was a man who had been given very strong powers. He had been given a very large kingdom. He was a leader unlike any other. In fact, he was considered at the time the greatest king, the greatest sovereign within the world. So this was a very unique man. And what made his story even more unique is that in addition to this power, he had also been given the ability to communicate with other than human beings. عُلِّمْنَا مَنْطِقَ الطَّيْرِ We've been given the capability to be able to speak to birds. So he would speak to birds, he would understand animals, he would understand insects and bugs. This was Sulaiman alayhi salam. And this was a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal to him. And so, in his kingdom, he would have people that would report to him from every group of beings that he had been given authority over. So he would have human beings coming to him, he would have birds coming to him, and they would all have to report about what that group is doing. And likewise, Allah would allow him to be able to understand the ant as well. As we know in the story, in which Sulaiman alayhi salam is with all of his armies, from the jinn, from the ins, from the tayr, from the birds, and he's walking, and as he's walking, and what the birds would do with Sulaiman and his army would be that when it's really hot outside, you're looking for an umbrella, right? Or you're looking for some shade. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make these birds be the shade for Sulaiman and his army. They would literally go above Sulaiman and they would open up their wings. And they would give him the shade that he needed, otherwise people would take from umbrellas. This was the power of the kingdom, the sovereignty, the army of Sulaiman alayhi salam. And now, one day, as he's walking with his army, suddenly, he comes across a group of ants. And these ants are going to be completely obliterated, squished, destroyed completely if the entire army walks all over them, right? Because ants, obviously, if you walk over them, a lot of ants, some ants actually live beyond that as well, but a lot of ants will end up dying from this walk. Now, of course, an ant might be able to live through one step on top of it, but let's say one step and a third one and a fourth one and animals and people and different types of shoes and maybe people without shoes. There's not much chance that these ants will get to survive. So, Allah says, حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَوْا عَلَىٰ وَادِ النَّمْلِ Until they finally got to a valley of ants. قَالَتْ نَمْلَةٌ There was one ant that spoke up. One ant. There's all these ants and one ant speaks up. Now, if you think about it, that itself is a very unique reality. An ant speaking and all of these ants being able to hear that ant as well. Because the frequency that some animals, insects and bugs speak in is different than the frequency within which we hear as well. So that's why this ant is speaking, you might not be able to hear, but they're able to communicate with one another. One ant, it speaks to all of the other ants and it says, Ya ayyuha an-naml, O assembly, O group of the ants, udkhulu masakinakum la yahtimannakum Sulaiman wa junudu. Go and enter into your dwellings and your homes. Why? Because if you don't go and all this army is walking and all of these people are walking, what's going to happen? Sulaiman and his army is going to completely squash everyone, right? All of these ants will get squished, obliterated, destroyed because of all of these people walking on top of them. Think about the fact that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal in His divine speech is quoting an ant. That's because when you have something to say, that is really coming from your heart, Allah will allow the mention of that to continue on for generations. Allah will allow the echo of that to continue to echo across the planet. Allah will allow the impact of that to be felt for centuries. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was told by Allah, وَأَذِّن فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. Go and call the people for Hajj. There's no one in Mecca. He made the call for Hajj. People continue to go to Mecca till today in heaps and large numbers. Right? Making Hajj. Because Ibrahim alayhi salam, he sincerely responded to Allah azza wa jal. This naml, it spoke to the other namls. This namla, this ant, this bug, it spoke to all of the other bugs there. But it did so with integrity, with sincerity, and it really felt it. It really meant it. They all heard it. Allah made them hear it. Allah recorded the speech of this ant. And that's because when it's coming from your heart, it's worthy to Allah Azza wa Jal. No matter how insignificant you are in size, in power, in strength, if it's really from the heart, it will be felt. And it'll be felt so for generations. Another thing you can learn from this ant, subhanAllah, is that this ant is so careful and so keen on ensuring that everybody else also gets saved. How often is it that you have the opportunity, I have the opportunity to benefit others, to help others, to direct others, but we choose not to do that. Because all we're worried about is benefiting ourselves. We are selfish beings. This ant was not a selfish being. Allah wants you to be selfless like this ant. Allah wants you to be a member of society that takes initiative. Nobody told this ant, this is your job. Nobody said that. It got up and it did what it had to do. It got up and started speaking to the people. I'll give you one example. A couple of weeks ago, I was giving a khutbah at another masjid. That's one of the reasons why I was missing here for the past few weeks. And one of the brothers, he was volunteering for Furqan Project in other places. And randomly he appeared to be at that masjid. He didn't know that Furqan is going to be at that masjid. And subhanAllah, I walked away and I was doing my thing. And I see this gentleman who volunteers in other places. He saw the opportunity, he took the lead, and he started volunteering without being asked as well. And personally, I felt, subhanAllah, this guy, he saw the need without being asked, without being demanded, without someone telling him and sending him a text message, without knowing what he has to do. He took that opportunity, and it's an opportunity for goodness, and took that lead. So we all have to learn from this ant to take the lead. Take the lead. You have an opportunity to do good at school, do that good. You have an opportunity to do good in your homes, do that good. You see an opportunity on the street to help the needy, do that. Nobody has to tell you and spoon feed you and direct you. That is leadership. This ant was a leader. Some people, they spend their whole lives reading about leadership. But when it comes time to lead, they don't lead. Because leadership is not in reading about how you become a good leader. Leadership is in seeing that there's a problem that needs to be solved and you just take the lead. Over the course of history, leaders have never been made. They just happen. It's just a phenomenon that takes place. There is a need. Some people see that need and they just stand up to that challenge and make it happen. So this is the thing that you learn from this. Another episode within the story of Suleiman is the episode of the Hudhud, the bird. This bird was a bird that was to report to Suleiman alayhi salam about what the bird kingdom would do. Because every kingdom would have someone reporting to Suleiman. And so when it came time for the bird to report, the bird wasn't there. وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرِ. Suleiman, he started to search for this bird. Where is it? قَالَ مَا لِيَ لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدْ أَمْ كَانَ مِنَ الْغَائِبِينَ. He said, why is it that I can't see the Hudhud, or the Hudhud is not even here, right? Is it not present today? So now it's time for him to come and give that message. فَمَكَثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. Now this, Sulaiman, he waited for just a little bit of time. And just a little while later, the Hudhud appears before Sulaiman alayhi salam, and it says to Sulaiman alayhi salam, فَقَالَ أَحَطْتُ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ. I have encompassed and gathered knowledge that you don't have, O Sulaiman. Just try to understand what this Hudhud is saying, what this bird is saying. I, O Sulaiman, have knowledge of things that you don't have knowledge of. This is a king. He's a sovereign. The bird is supposed to be reporting to Sulaiman alayhi salam. And when it comes to Sulaiman, it says, I have knowledge of things that you don't have knowledge of. I have gathered information that you have not been privy to. And that shows you that Sulaiman, despite the fact that he was such a great king in terms of power, in terms of sovereignty, in terms of dominion, he was at the same time a very merciful king, because no person who is a citizen of a tyrannical state would ever dare say such a thing to a king. Right? How would you dare go to a king who you know happens to be tyrannical and you tell him, man, you don't know, I know. This is a bird speaking. And it does that to Sulaiman alayhi salam. And then it says immediately, what's that specific knowledge that it has gained that Sulaiman doesn't have? وَجِئْتُكَ مِنْ سَبَئٍ بِنَبَئٍ يَقِينٍ. And I am coming to you from Sheba, from the land of Yemen, and I'm bringing you news that you don't have, and it's very, very certain news. What was that news? I will make it summarized. That news was that this bird had traveled from Palestine, because Sulaiman alayhi salam was in Palestine. It traveled from Palestine all the way till Yemen, more than 1,000 kilometers. And in that distance, it must have seen hundreds of things. But this bird, it noticed one specific thing that was worthy of mention. Most likely this bird had gotten news of the fact that this is happening in another place, so it went to check. And what was that? That was that in Sheba there is a queen, and she has a people that are all worshipping other than Allah, that are all making sujood to the sun. They are prostrating to other than Allah Azza wa Jal. So it came back to Sulaiman to bring this news to him that there is a group of people, they are worshipping other than Allah in the land of Allah Azza wa Jal. And so they need to be guided by you, Sulaiman. They need to be directed by you. You need to show your leadership to these people and teach them that they need to worship Allah and none but Allah Azza wa Jal. So it comes back to Sulaiman and it tells him all of this. Sulaiman verifies the news as well. And it's sent, he has his own way of verifying. But I want to just stop at this Hudhud. This is a bird. This is not a human being. This bird is keen on ensuring that everyone worships Allah, but not anyone but Allah. This bird is so interested. This bird is so motivated that it took initiative to find an opportunity to call to Allah Azza wa Jal. Because when you want khair for this world, you're not going to wait for the opportunity to come to you. You will create that opportunity. You will find that opportunity. You will go out, and opportunities in this world are endless. You cannot always sit around on the sidelines and wait for the opportunity to come knocking on your door. Just as you go outside to earn your rizq, to learn your whatever you learn to earn that sustenance. Similarly, if you want to do good within this world, you have to go out and look for the opportunities to do that good. This bird did just that. It took the initiative. So we have this namla, we have this ant that showed leadership and it took initiative. And we have a bird that showed leadership and it took initiative as well. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us, he literally said, badiru bil a'mali. He said, go and do good actions before a certain group of things. Meaning he's telling you to take initiative. Get up and do something. He wants you to do. وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا. Go and do. Allah is always telling you to do. So we have to do. Get up, move. الْحَرَكَةُ بَرَكَةُ. As a poet says, and this was the first thing that I said in this masjid when I came. Literally, I walked into the masjid and Sheikh Bashir saw me from a distance and he said, "You look familiar, can you give us a talk?" This was exactly what happened. I don't even know if he knew my name, but I think maybe he had seen me somewhere on YouTube or something like that. I don't know. But this was the first thing that I said in this masjid a year ago when I came here. And that was the lines of poetry of Imam al-Shafi'i, where he said that, إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ رُكُودَ الْمَاءِ يُفْسِدُهُ إِنْ سَاحَ طَابَ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَجْرِ لَمْ يَطِبِ والشمس لو وقفت في الفلك دائمة لملها الناس من عرب ومن عجم. That I saw that water, when it flows, it ends up purifying, but as soon itself, but as soon as it becomes still water, it becomes dirty. There's algae that grows within it. There are bugs that come around it. Go on a lake that is still. Go on a lake that's still, you see all sorts of bugs and insects and all these things that are sitting on top of the water and have died on top of the water or floating on top of the water. Inside the water, there's filth and algae. Nobody wants to touch that water. But when the water begins to flow, what happens? It becomes pure water. So you have to get up and move. Imam al-Shafi'i is saying, if you want to purify yourself, take action, take initiative. If you stay in one place, then people, as he says, if the sun was to stay in one station for the whole time, what would happen is people would get bored of the sun. That's why Allah has made this cycle so that there's the sun and the moon. You don't always get bored of the sun or the moon that way. And this is why you have to move. You have to move like this namla. You see the opportunity to lead your people, benefit them, save them, do it. You see the opportunity like the hudhud to call to Allah. This is hudhud, literally seeking out a da'wah opportunity. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to lead in righteousness. Allahumma ameen.